Soon enough, the disciples saw him too. It happened that very evening. The disciples were locked in a room together for fear of our rulers. The doors were locked, yet Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. They all took such comfort from seeing him, and so did the rest of us when we heard. It confirmed all that Mary had said. More than that, Jesus said some amazing words. He said again, "Peace be with you." Then he said, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Peace and forgiveness. I think those were the things that struck me first. He was giving us his peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And he was telling us, or at least encouraging us, to forgive. He had spoken of forgiveness before, but then, just after he had died such a cruel death, his words again were forgive. Even if some of us had doubted Mary of Magdala, most believed after this, but not Thomas. He wasn't with the other disciples when our Lord appeared. So when they said, "We have seen the Lord," Thomas replied, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hands into his side, I will never believe." You see, he was one who had to see it for himself. And so he did. It was 8 days later. Again, they were locked in a room together. Again, our Lord appeared. Again, he said, "Peace be with you." And this time, he told Thomas to put his hands into his wounds. He said, "Do not disbelieve, but believe." And Jesus said something else. Something I hope will comfort people like you, people who didn't live with him and see him as we did. He said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Oh, and there are many other accounts of the times that he was seen, but we are coming near, I think, to the end of all that I can share with you. Yet there is one more thing I should like to tell. When he appeared again to 7 of the disciples, and something very special happened. It gives me great comfort every time I feel I have failed Jesus, and I hope it may you. Simon Peter and 6 of the other disciples had gone out fishing one night. As they returned early next morning, they saw a figure on the beach. When they recognized him, Simon Peter flung himself out of the boat and waded to the shore. Jesus had made a charcoal fire. He cooked fish for their breakfast. Then he asked Simon Peter, the one who had stood by another charcoal fire and denied knowing Jesus 3 times. Jesus said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" 3 times Jesus asked him, and he used different words for love, for we have more words for love in our language than yours. And 3 times Simon Peter said, "Yes, Lord, You know I love you. You know I love you. Lord, you know everything. You know I love you. That's when Jesus said to him, feed my lambs, tend my sheep. Even after Simon Peter denied him three times, Jesus still loved him, forgave him, and gave him the job of looking after us. So I think I have come to the end of all that I can tell you. Of course, there are many, many more things that Jesus did. But I have focused on the ones that John has written. And if you have not already done so, again, I encourage you to read his words for yourself. Because, well, John was one of the disciples. He was one who saw everything.